You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As we've been speaking about on the show, free speech is basically the topic du jour for New Zealanders at the moment. In the last month, we've had a visit from controversial Canadians Stephan Molyneux and Lauren Southern. And just this week, Massey University cancelled an event with former National Party leader Don Brash. Well, last night, Brash had his chance to speak in a debate at the University of Auckland about whether PC culture, whatever that means, has limited free speech in this country. Herald senior writer Simon Wilson was in the debate, and I had a chat with him this morning about what went down.
We had a debate at the University of Auckland Debating Society, staged a debate on political correctness and free speech. There was a pretty sizable protest group there who were objecting to Don Brash being allowed to speak on campus. We had the debate. Don spoke last and he was shouted down. People had a megaphone, sang songs, made speeches. And then actually after that happened, Don made his speech. There were heckling interjections, but that's all pretty normal. And after he'd made his speech, the protesters left. We had a very robust and terrific debate, in my view.
How do you think the protest was handled?
I think the protest was handled extremely well. Everybody got to say what they wanted to say, and to say it as forcefully as they wanted to say it, and nothing degenerated beyond that. So I think it was obviously extremely robust, but very lively and worthwhile exchange.
Do you think there's a difference between being given a platform for speech and free speech itself?
The argument of the protesters, I believe, I mean, I don't speak for them, but I believe their argument is that Don Brash has been taking advantage of the rules of civilised debate for years. In other words, everybody says it's better to talk than shout, and it's better to talk than to hit each other and all that, and because then we can find ways to progress and reach common ground and so on. But actually, Don Brash has been making the racist statements he does for years and years and years. He doesn't change. He hasn't changed. He isn't listening and he isn't understanding what he's being told. So why would we let him continue? It's come time now that we just have to say, no, enough. We've heard from you enough. Let's move on. I think that's their position, and I can understand that position, actually. I think my own view of Don Brash is that he's different from, say, Lauren Southern. I don't think there's any point in engaging with Lauren Southern. She is simply out to stir up hatred. I don't think Don's out to stir up hatred. I think he's just confused, profoundly confused.
Right, I think that's a fairly valid way of putting it. Sort of following on from that, do you think these people that are on the, I suppose, alt-right, perhaps as a way of saying it, they seem to use free speech as a way of being able to say whatever they want, and quite often that is nonsense. How do you debate against someone like that who's kind of playing by different rules to what you would play by, where you have to present quite a well-balanced and argued debate to have any cut through?
Well, I think one of the things is that when you are debating with people, you're not necessarily trying to change their minds. You are arguing to the middle ground. You are putting the case for everybody else to make their minds up about. And that's always an important thing to do. But as I said before, I'm happy to get up on any stage and debate with Don Brash. I don't think I'll change his mind. I know I won't, but I would like to talk to the audience about those things. I wouldn't get on stage with Lauren Southern, because that would be a pointless exercise in which she would simply be using the framework of a debate in a democracy to spread anti-democratic and vile racist ideas.
If Massey University had allowed Don Brash to speak in the first place, do you even think we'd be having this discussion about what happened last night right now?
That's a very good question. I don't know whether people would have protested at Auckland or not. The debate we had last night was organised a long time before the Massey University thing blew up, so it was a coincidence in that sense. But certainly the decision of the Massey Vice-Chancellor not to let Don Brash speak about his history of leading the National Party and the Reserve Bank and so on, I think that decision was foolish and certainly exacerbated the situation.
Is this just the start of the free speech debate in New Zealand? It seems to be in the news so much at the moment. Where does it go to from now?
Is it the start? I don't think this will go away. You're right, and I think it will get bigger. There are a number of speakers who are coming to this country in the next few months. Nigel Farage from Britain, Jordan Peterson from America, and so on. And they are all going to argue that free speech is threats to free speech are the biggest threat facing democracy and Western civilization right now. This is absolute nonsense. And therefore, the debate's going to continue because, you know, this argument about there are a number of articulate, wealthy, middle class, middle aged white men who feel that the world is not as free for them as it used to be, and they're upset about it. Well, their issues, their problems, are not actually the big problems in the world.
And as far as I'm aware, Nigel Farage and Pauline Hanson, at least, are getting council venues. Do you think they should be deplatformed in the same way that Lauren and Stefan were?
I would say no. They are certainly they are at an extreme of kind of mainstream political behaviour. But again, I don't think they're in the same camp as the real hate speakers.
I'd probably argue
that Pauline Hanson's probably a hate speaker, isn't she?
I think it's possibly quite clear. Honest opinion.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
Yeah, that definitely is honest opinion. Okay, so don't sue me, Pauline, please.
Opinions. We love opinions here. Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire. You're listening to The Wire. What have we got?
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
Man, I love that.
It never gets old.
It's probably my favourite thing.
It's so
listen
good.
Listen to that beat right now.
Let's just admire.
That's great,
then. We don't need songs on Friday, why? Because we have
to sting. Reminds me of like a game show. Okay, what have we got?
Okay, the poll this week. It's on Twitter and Instagram. It was, have you ever protested? And honestly, it is our biggest ever Twitter poll result on the Friday, why? We've had 44 votes, which is like 10 times as many as voted last week.
We can't mark our voter size
anymore. I know, this
is
genuinely quite a good result.
That's unbelievable.
Anyway, so 84% of you on Twitter say that you have protested, 16% say no, and on Instagram it's fairly similar, 76% say yes, 24% say no. So a good majority of our Y listeners have been out protesting for what they care about.
Man, what a country New Zealanders.
I'm
just
curious.
Stand up.
Have you guys ever protested?
No. Never. And I think it would take quite a lot for me to get out and do it.
I have not.
None of us have protested.
No. I don't believe I have.
Mary Margaret.
Mary Margaret's like, yeah.
I'm a straight privileged white man. I mean, like.
That doesn't mean you can't care about things.
It doesn't, but it means that for me to be like deeply affected to the point where I would want to.
That is bad.
Then
Lillian, have you ever protested?
Just I'm just
we
saying.
Of course I've protested.
Good.
I was bloody taken along to protest as a child.
Yes!
My family went to the Springbok to
Did
a protest.
You?
My granddad was in the water during the anti-nuclear protests. My family has very much been a part of a number of protest movements.
Lillian Hanley, everyone.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I know. And
it's interesting, though, that you do say that, Stuart, because...
And I'm just admitting, because I think it's so inspiring and amazing that New Zealand's built on this thing, that it's part of our history that people do this. And I think it's wrong that I haven't, but it's just the fact that these issues aren't issues that affect people like me.
And thank you for admitting that, and it's interesting, right? When things don't affect you directly,
you're not going to be the one
that stands up. Mm. What's that saying, though?
Like, you can support it, and you can support
if you don't. It's like first they came for the da da da, and I said nothing. then they came for me, and there was no one left.
That's cool. I like that. That is cool.
Lillian Hanley, beautiful.
Pole position got deep.
I'm not saying that, because I would say that New Zealand has a long way to go, actually, in terms of protesting. And we like to think of ourselves as being very progressive, and in some ways we are. But in some ways we are so not.
Let's go protesting, Stuart.
Okay. I mean... Because the question was just, have you ever protested?
Have you ever?
I guess there's so many different kinds of protests.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, the bit's about to end.
Yeah, we have to wrap.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire.
That was like a 3-minute bid. We've
never expected polls to bring that much discussion. Okay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.